Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Oh yeah, welcome to episode... Startup Addict episode 6.5. Sorry, I was distracted. I was thinking of something else.
That's clever.
That was sneaky.
Sneaky.
Dad. What's the answer, Dennis? What's the answer?
Best album
before
of all time?
Before we started recording, actually, when we heard the intro music, for some reason, Julio asked Dennis what the best album of all time was. Dennis, I'm just setting the stage here. Dennis was having a really hard time with this. He wanted to know, you know, best engineered and mixed, best sounding, most influential. We're like, what the fuck? Which the best album of all time? He's like, which category? You can only have one category. And Julio said, if you were on a desert island, what album would you take with you? Dennis then asked a couple more questions, tried to clarify. But I think we're close to a one album answer.
Okay, wait. What type of island is it? Like a cold island? Beachy island?
Come on. Best album of all time. Or your favorite album of all time.
All right, I'll base it on most influential was Ink and Dagger, a small Philadelphia band from Philadelphia. It's a post-hardcore punk rock album.
This does relate to the episode, what, 7?
Yeah. Yes.
So it does relate. So people listening should know that we're not just picking this out of the air.
It also relates to Dennis's future one-day clothing line, right? So Ink and Dagger was the name of the album. What's your clothing line going to be called?
Crooks and Goons.
Crooks and Goons.
Yeah,
right.
It's gonna be high end for the thieves and drug dealers. We're gonna make like 15 shirts made of $100 bills.
Nick does give his answer in episode 7.
Yep.
So if anyone's interested,
my answer is Julio. What's your answer in English, please?
There's Nothing Left to Lose by the Foo Fighters.
Nice.
That was my first ever non-Christian purchase.
Christian.
Yeah, so I grew up listening to Christian music, and we weren't allowed to listen to anything that wasn't Christian in the household.
Huh.
And so...
Like Sister Christian?
No.
What was Sister Christian? Was that a band or a song?
Sister
Christian, the time has come. Oh, it was Mr. Mister, right?
I'd have to look it
Mr.
up.
Mr. Mister, Sister think... Christian. Oh, you guys were probably in the womb.
Well, yeah. We were around
That's
40s.
Funny.
Wait, because when we first hired Julio... He lost control of the Sonos.
Yeah.
Because he would always put Latin music on. Okay. Which I have nothing against Latin music. I just, it wasn't, you know, we liked listening
first
to
first hard. He's like, hey, so who do you want, what do you want to listen to?
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't just Latin music. It got worse.
And I said, oh, let's just put on, and then I picked Mark Anthony.
That's where he's like,
no. And then he won. I think you put on the Incubus station.
Right, yeah. So it was Latin music is okay, but Mark Anthony was not okay. But still, every once in a while, if you come in here and Julio's the only one in here, you'll hear a little Mark Anthony going.
A little Romeo Santos. It helps me focus.
My dad used to wake me up growing up as a kid with Spanish music at 8 o'clock in the morning every single day with Latin music. Just blast it.
It wasn't until a good friend of mine, his name is Sam Sardena, and he said, oh, you have to listen to the Foo Fighters. And then I bought a cassette tape, Nothing Left to Lose, and then it's been my favorite album ever since.
My first cassette tape was Michael Jackson Thriller. My second one was Men at Work Cargo.
Oof.
What were yours?
That one, and then I had to have bought, I might have bought The Color and the Shape right after that because I love the band so much.
That's a band, Color and Shape?
No. It's still the Foo Fighters.
Oh.
I think the next one, is that around the time the Red Hot Chili Peppers came out with Californication or something like that? I think it was around that time. I think that might have been the second one that I bought.
I never got into the Foo Fighters for some reason.
I mean, I hit and miss with them. I'm not like, I don't know. They're good.
Yeah.
I called Dave Grohl my dad one time in an article I wrote in college. My dad was not impressed. My actual dad. He's like, what?
I met Taylor Hawkins one time.
Did you?
Yeah. I hung out backstage with him. My buddy, he was so drunk, ashed in his beer and then broke in his car and put our CD in his van.
No, that's such a cool story.
It was
and then did it ever work? Did you ever hear it? Did you ever find
no,
out?
No. He was actually on the phone with Dave Grohl while we were doing it. And my buddy was, you'll meet him, the guitar player for the show.
Nice.
That's like my girlfriend telling me the story. I told her early on in dating who my favorite band is, Mana. And then she told me the story of how her mom interviewed the lead singer or something like that, or like saw him on a plane or whatever. I'm like, I've been trying to like meet those guys for what, 15 years now, and all of a sudden you're telling me that your mother, man, Taylor Hawkins is like my favorite drummer of all time.
Yeah, he's
my second favorite. Super aside nice. From Dennis Rodriguez of the Paper Sons.
Yeah, Paper Sons playing, if you're listening to this on Friday, they're playing tomorrow night, Saturday the 21st, Hotel Utah. Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah,
get there early. I heard the opening act is really good too.
Yep. You will see the Dennis in action.
Speaking of distractions, what were we talking about?
Yeah, so we were talking. So this is our mini episode on, on the next episode, we're talking about
fitness.
The importance of fitness and how it helps you mentally, physically focus and a number of other benefits. And one thing we thought about after recording it, which we didn't get into much, was, focus. So focus is one of those things where most people, myself included, just think like you just sit there going, what's wrong? Just focus. Like you try to do it, right? You feel like it's this thing you should be able to do. And naturally, everyone keeps getting distracted. So I don't even know, technically by the definition of distraction, it might be impossible to eliminate or avoid. But when it comes to fitness, we realize that another benefit of exercising is you can, at least you're eliminating some distractions, mm-hmm. right? I think in general, it's probably safe to say most people, the more they exercise, the better they feel about themselves. There's probably a bunch of studies about fitness and happiness, or exercise and happiness, or whatever.
Yeah.
So at the bare minimum, you're eliminating the distraction of like, I should have worked out, right? It's done.
Yeah.
You're eliminating nervous energy or anxiety to some extent, different for everyone, which will help you improve your focus. You're kind of proving to yourself, discipline and confidence that comes. And so discipline in general will help eliminate distractions in other areas. And then confidence will help eliminate the distraction of worrying, like, I can't do this, or I don't know how to do this. And when you're having a hard time figuring out how to focus, you'll be used to getting through hard things. So the, fitness in general and just the act of exercising and pushing yourself is good. And we're biased because high intensity interval training at base camp, but I don't think everything, all,
which happens to be a company that you own.
Yeah. Free plug there. All exercise isn't created equal. Like you have to push yourself. And that's another important lesson, I think, is that you could sit in the gym and wander around and drink water like I used to all the time and count that going to the gym. And it's the same way that you can sit at a desk all day and count that as working. Right.
Yeah.
But, exercise and finding what works for you, we think from doing these podcasts, we've noticed a lot of correlations between business stuff and real life stuff. So some people might just be grinders and they prefer just put me on a treadmill for an hour and let me just get through this. And it might be that way in work, right? Slow and steady. And they just need, give them a full day and they can knock out a whole bunch of stuff. Some people, like myself, are more easily distracted. And so it's, productivity is going to come in short bursts. And so I might have to sit there for 8 hours to get to the point of being productive. But like most of the productivity is going to come in 90 minutes a day, in the actual productivity.
Remind me to pull up the episode whenever Nick asked me what I've been doing the entire day. I'm like, I put in 8 hours, but 90 was actually just me repeating what you just said on the episode.
And a lot of it's too busy, right? Like you're at work, You're like, I'm too busy. I don't have time to go exercise. And it's kind of the same thing. Now, well, how much you do have time, right? Like within those 8, 10 hours, 6 hours, 4 hours, whatever, there's a certain amount of time when you're just not doing anything, or you're not doing anything more productive than you would be if you went and worked out for half an hour or an hour. Food. I used to always, it's comical in hindsight, the food advice I've given people over the years, because I used to just always eat fast food. And I always thought, I don't have time. And then, you know, even I'd be like, oh, I don't want to go to McDonald's, but I don't have time to go anywhere else. And then after I was sitting there, I'm like, why the fuck did I just eat McDonald's? And then you realize, like, no, you go to Starbucks. If you really wanted to get the fastest possible food, you'd go into Starbucks and you just get the little fruit and protein pack, right? And it didn't seem like a whole meal, but like, you're going to feel a lot better after eating that. So really what it meant was I wanted to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Just kidding yourself.
You know, it wasn't it had nothing to do with time. And it's the same with working out. If I didn't have time, I didn't really want to work out. I didn't want it bad enough to work out. And it's the same in business. There's things that I have failed at. And then looking back, it's like, it wasn't this or that or the other. It was just, I just didn't want it bad enough to do what was necessary.
How do you limit your distractions besides working out? Do you have techniques that you have?
No, I mean, I think, I guess so. I think exercise, eating, and sleep is a big part of it. If you're hungry, you're distracted. If you ate too much, you're distracted. If you're bummed out at yourself because you ate the wrong stuff or didn't exercise or whatever, you're distracted. So those are things you can control that have benefits in business and also in life in general. And then I've played around with different things. Right now, my latest thought is, in the mornings, I just try to take care of all those little things. All those things that are in the back of your head, like, oh, I got to do that, I got to do that. Or they're in your inbox, and you're like, I got to get to that. None of them seem like important enough or will need enough time to like prioritize.
Yeah.
But collectively, they're just in the back of my head. I've noticed when I've got a clean inbox, when I've got a paper mail pile that's not there, it's easier for me to focus because there's nothing nagging at me subconsciously.
Yeah.
So I try to just, let me just get all that out of the way in the mornings. And then in the afternoons, whatever comes up, if there's a creative brainstorming or some thing that sparks interest where all of a sudden we could get a lot done creatively or a big meeting we have to have about something. And then I've eliminated all the little things that, you know, sometimes you'll be like, I don't have time for this important meeting. Why? Because I have to do this little fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, probably means a whole bunch of things. Probably means like, I don't really want to do this big meeting. I'm not prepared for this big meeting, or I really want to go do this little thing. But for me, I've noticed like I'm super productive when I have a clear head, but it doesn't just happen. I don't just magically get focused. I have to like work at eliminating all the, I have to focus on focusing.
Yeah.
Eliminate like, all those little things.
Do you feel like entrepreneurs are naturally easier distracted? I mean, like, because your mind is wandering on different parts of or different businesses or whatever, that you're just more easily distracted.
I don't know. I can't talk for anyone else. For myself, I'd say yes. I mean, I've always said I'm super jealous of anyone that can just lock onto one thing and be like laser focused on it the whole time. And I'm sure those people exist. I just can't imagine it.
I was thinking the difference between like, you know, someone like, you know, people, someone like yourself who's got, you know, 4, 5, 6 different things in the air, as in someone who's like, I don't know, like a engineer or a coder who's just gonna sit down with some headphones on and just start typing all day.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine a lot of those engineers have a bunch of different things they have to go on, and they probably have the same thing where they get stuck on one, and then the most efficient thing to do would be, as soon as you get stuck on one, move on to the next thing. And then the process of like forgetting about that first thing then lets you come back to it with like a fresh mind, you know? So I think the benefits of working on multiple things are you just get to go away from base camp land for a minute, focus on Nacharia land, and then go back to, you know, whatever land, instead of just when you're stuck, it's easy to forget about that one thing. But yeah, and this podcast keeps doing it, but I never thought about a lot of these things. all the work. I always thought I wish I was more focused. And it's like, all right, well, Just got to focus on being focused. I mean, I'm sure when Dennis is playing drums tomorrow, he's going to, or 2 days from now, he's going to be
thinking about episode.
Yeah, he's going to be thinking about his answer for favorite band and then like, oh, they're judging me.
They're judging me. Look at them.
Yeah. So I wonder how long till they realize Ink and Dagger doesn't even exist.
I just made it up.
Anyways, thanks for listening to this bonus episode. It was a bonus for us. Hopefully it was a bonus for someone out there. But no, we enjoyed this week's episode, and you know, I think fitness has played a big role for all of us. It was interesting to hear why we all got into it, and how we all wish we had, you know, found a fitness option that was perfect for us earlier. So,
yeah,
that's the one thing I always say. Man, I wish I would have discovered something that I really liked fitness wise when I was younger. So. Anyways, thanks for listening. You can subscribe on iTunes, The Startup Addict.
YouTube.
So you have to search for us still because we've failed in our quest to get enough subscribers to get our own URL. But one day. And then Instagram at The Startup Addict, Twitter, startup_addict, iTunes, The Startup Addict. Yeah, we appreciate everyone listening.
Thank you.
Go Paper Suns, baby.
Oh, Jesus. All right.